All right, checking the levels again. Ray said last week too low.
Yeah, last week was awful.
All right,
you need to do you need to talk at like a normal level and see normal lines, and then talk loud and see what that does.
I don't. Yeah.
As part of the unfreezing process, you may have trouble controlling the volume of our voice.
Exactly. Because last week, I know what happened. You started off and you're like, it started off with a bang. You're doing loud stuff. And you're like, yeah, it looks good. Minimize. And then you went to your normal voice and it was next to nothing.
Do I have a normal voice?
Yeah, yeah. Especially when you're doing the news, you're like, and then they do this with the blue. And
that's because that section's so boring. And everybody hates it. They can't wait till I get done talking in that section. They're like, please stop talking. Ian falls asleep every week. All right, I have turned it up.
Okay. Again, check it. I didn't say just turn it up.
What?
Oh, I'm spiking quite a bit. I'm going to do some tests.
I'm on 94%. I can't turn it up too much more. I'll put it in the chat. That statement got you that. Is that okay? Or should I turn it up more?
It looks a little... I don't know how loud you were doing it. It looks a little low.
All right, let me turn it up more.
Are you turning your... Like, what are you turning up?
In Audacity, I'm adjusting the recording level.
Well, I would put that at 100 and then adjust your mic.
Yeah, I don't ever touch the mic.
You say that, and yet.
The only time I touch it is when you say, hey, can you adjust the mic? Because I never touch that knob. And because I never remember which way to turn it.
Yeah, I just had the same problem. I don't know. Mine's upside down. It makes it even more confusing. It shouldn't make a difference, but.
Hello? Are you listening? Can I put the emphasis on the wrong syllable? Is that better? I think, I don't know. How about now? That's way too loud.
Question mark. It all sounds great to me.
Yeah, well, see, that's the problem. Discord's doing editing on its own.
Right.
Who put a question mark into that? You know he'll read it.
Like, if you're loud and it's just barely clipping, that's the best.
Samurai's rocking out to some Vanilla Ice.
Old Sartov for the win, by the way. He's the only one in here, so he clearly won.
Totally. So I keep reading the script, and it's formatted in a slightly different way, because Craig put all the information in here, because you got it from somewhere different.
Yes.
Okay. Dude, I keep trying to read that one ability, and clearly when I read it slowly, it says black 10-ton slam.
It does.
I keep looking at that. It's happened at least 8 times now where I've looked up and I went, they added Black Tom to the game?
That would be cold, Jerry.
I just keep doing it. I can't stop doing it because I don't know why. Maybe because there's no hyphen between black and 10.
Once that happens, that is the end of the show. Well, once Black Tom Cassidy hits this game, everything will be achieved and we're done.
Oh, poor Batroc. Someday.
Ours goes... Din 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 din. Theirs goes.
Yes.
Din 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 din
din din din din.
How did you not see the difference there?
Yeah.
Come on now. That's funny right there. I don't care who you are.
Hey, we got a Sluggo.
Well, it took him a while to come in, you know, because he's Sluggo. They don't move fast. Oh, it is well after 9 o'clock too. Holy smokes.
Holy smokes.
Shoo. Yeah, man, we are just about.
Oh.
Hello?
Yeah, no, you go ahead. We don't start the show because I don't want to totally... I do want to derail, but I need to derail early so we can stay focused during the show.
All right.
Now, I can't really go too much into the origins of this conversation that I was having with my wife and son. But for some reason, it led to the would-be mascot who, from our terrible pun that we created, his name is Poucan Sam. But the argument was... Is he a regular toucan with a turd for a beak, or is he a turd toucan with a regular beak?
Can he just be a normal toucan who perhaps dipped his beak in like elephant poo? So it's just coated.
He could be, but it won't resolve anything.
I would go with column B.
Which one? A poo bird with a regular beak?
Yeah, with a toucan's beak. Yeah.
The toucan's beak's already turd-shaped. How do you not pick that part?
I was thinking
of Mr. Hanky. That's why. I pictured Mr. Hanky with a toucan beak.
Okay. that's I see why, but all right. I got, yeah, I would have never pieced that together, though. I love it.
Mm. Somebody tell Overlord to join now. I will. About that.
What?
Join Overlord now!
He put in a thing that says, when does the show start?
I know, but your phrasing makes it sound like we're going to like start following him in a cult.
Right. Join the Overlord now. Do you need more info?
Would you like to know more?
That's what it said. I couldn't remember.
The only good bug is a
dead bug. Oh, man, that was a good movie.
It was. I found the sequels a little bit lacking, but...
The third one is okay. I think it's the third one.
What's that?
Third Starship Troopers 3.
I think that one's better than 2, if I remember right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because 2's not good.
Mm-mm. Well, because you're still hoping. You still have hope in 2. Once 3 rolls around, you're like, oh, this is Starship Trooper adjacent like garbage. I'm down for that.
Mm. Could be true. All right. We're just going to go without the Overlord. He's going to be... not lording over anybody.
Light spoilers ahead, everybody who doesn't want to hear a potential Ahsoka spoiler. I need to ask Ray a question.
I've not seen any of it yet.
Did you tell me that Wes Chatham was on the show?
I know. Every single time I look at IMDb, they update and they're like, not yet. I mean, I looked at it the first time and it said he was going to be in all 8 episodes. And then 2 episodes in, I looked back and it said, oh, well, he's in episode 3 through 8. I'm like, okay. And then I watched episode 3 and then I looked at IMDb and it's like, he's in episode 4. I'm like, cut it out.
Yeah, I watched episode 4. I didn't notice. Unless I just wasn't paying any kind of attention or he was the most minor forgettable character.
He's not. He's supposed to be a significant character.
All right. Mm.
I'm angry at the part that he's not playing.
So, obviously, tragic, but this is the first time in any role, I think, that I've seen Ray Stevenson with hair.
Mm.
That guy has magnificent head of hair. It's crazy.
Well, he had hair in Thor, but it was clearly not his own hair.
Right.
Are you done now?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, you can start.
Wasn't me.
You may proceed.
Wasn't me.
Is that a little shaggy right there?
It was. Well, I'll bet. That's good, too.
Good old Mr. Bombastic.
Alright, greetings true believers, welcome to the 395th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. We got Chaos 72, we got Sneaky Beat 15, they're here live in his house.
Hello!
How's it going?
Oh, hi friends! What up?
Word up! This is the week of 9-6 through 9-13. I don't know, football's back, baby.
Yeah! Absolutely. Regular and fantasy, I'm pumped about both.
Oh, man!
Mm.
I just realized I didn't ever fix the crash. In my script here.
Oh, man.
Son of the bee. Well, on Monday, you had...
use the infographic. It'll guide you.
I'm trying to find it. You had the Bishop versus Cable. This is the mirror match. Did you Bishop?
Is that coming on now?
I gotta be honest. I don't remember playing that whatsoever.
I haven't tried it yet either. I don't like my chances. 2-2-1.
Oh,
level 70?
Yeah, you might be in trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't...
These next two look tough for me.
I'm all sorts of confused. Wasn't it Rhino?
I don't know. It's... the infographic says that's coming up.
I know.
I definitely used Rhino for something this week. Ray's not wrong there.
Yeah, and if I go back and look at the Deadpool Daily, it's 2 nodes, and they're both Peter Parker. It's a week off, Samurai says.
Oh, the fool.
I don't remember playing Bishop at all.
Nope. I don't know what's going on. Either way, looks like a lose for this guy.
That's true.
So are those flipped? Is the Bishop next week?
I'm thinking maybe.
Did Bishop already happen and we just dozed off?
I definitely remember Bubbles playing Quicksilver.
Oh, buddy. Yeah.
Yeah. That was A-okay. That was an easy win.
I totally remember doing something with Rhino this week, so...
I don't know. I was totally lost with the whole Bishop thing because I'm like, wait, I didn't do that.
Yeah. No, I think you're right. I think it was Bishop. So ignore everything previous that. It was clearly Rhino versus some Peter Parkers. And Ian's still having trouble because he's at a 2-0-1.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Nope. That's a struggle that I'm not willing to undertake.
There may be a Bishop next week. We'll see how it goes. Oh, look at that, though.
What up?
I have the ever-popular 4-4-5 build, and that excites me.
Oh, okay.
I love it when that happens. All right, moving on then, because since that was all buggered up. In Storyland, you got Lost in Time. She-Hulk, Cosmo, and some Purplesaurus Rex there, whatever his name is. Tyrannosaurus Venom? I don't know. I like Purplesaurus Rex. Placement there is Moondragon and some Omega Red. That's followed up by Webbed Wonder, getting a Mystique, Moondragon, Omega Red. Placement there is new character we'll talk about later, and Gwenom. In PvP land, the Space Ghost season still running right now. It is Predator and Prey, which gets you Black Panther.
Could you be more specific about what it is?
About what is?
What that event is?
Predator and Prey?
One more time. It's not Preggy.
Oh, don't read the words on the screen. It's Predator and Prey.
Predator and Preggy.
Maybe he knocked up Misty Knight.
That's my favorite.
Because it's that's what happened. It's Black Panther and Preggy, Misty Knight. And that gets you some Mockingbird and some Beta Ray Bill. Good Lord. In the news, hey, we got this new character. Which I kind of jotted down some notes on. But what we got here is another Peter Parker. This one's called Penny Parker.
Nice.
And she's got a giant robot.
Oh, right. So I was looking for the link, and there isn't one. Right.
No link. They haven't put one out yet that I saw. So this is a blue, red, black, 4-star. The blue power, which makes this entire character go, is called Experimental Webbing. 7 blue. Stun the target for 1 turn and create a 7-turn countdown tile that stuns the target for an additional turn. If experimental webbing is used on a different target, remove any experimental webbing tiles from the original target. Passively, for each friendly experimental webbing tile on the board, this cost is reduced by 1 down to a minimum of 3. As you go up in level, that countdown tile goes down and the number of stun goes up. So at level 5, it is a 4-turn stun and drops it down to a 5-turn countdown tile. So you want to keep targeting the same person repeatedly to get that down to a cost of 3 and get more of these tiles on the board.
That is a lot of stun.
Yeah.
Yep.
So because when you get to the red power, which is called Hits Keep Coming, for 7 red, deals some damage, 491, plus 10% for each experimental webbing tile targeting the enemy. As you go up in level, the damage goes up and the percentage goes up. By level 4, it is 1,252 damage plus an extra 50% for each experimental web tile targeting the enemy.
Oh, so you hit 50% at level 4. Okay.
Yes, I think. Level 5. Sorry, not level 4. I flipped to level 4 and level 5 in my text there. I can now see. I'm dyslexic. That
sure.
It's 35% to level 4. The black power is called 10-ton slam for 6 black. Deal damage to the target and 139 to other enemies. For each experimental web tile on the board, deal an additional 93 to all possible targets, including your allies.
Oh.
As you go up in level, all these damages increase. At level 5, it is 1,160 plus 463 to enemies plus 270 to everybody. So as we all know, we don't particularly like powers that hurt our own people. So I'm not a big fan of that black power, but it is AoE.
Mm-hmm.
But really, the blue is what you got going here to try and get that. If you get that stun going down and get it for only costing 3, yep. Now obviously you're stun locking just the one person because you can't do more than one target. But you can stun lock that one person until you take them out and then switch that to somebody else.
Oh, see, I would have targeted the unstunned people knowing that that stunned person isn't damaging you and you can take them out at your leisure later.
You cannot. Once you target the second person, the first one target, they're well, I suppose they would still be stunned. But the tiles would go away.
Oh, I was just like, you stun someone, kill the other two, then come back to kill the stunned person who couldn't hurt you.
Sure.
All right.
So
two different tactics, but I like it.
Yeah. So that's Penny Parker from some Spider-Verse somewhere out there in the multiverse.
Nice.
That's all I got for news. I don't know. Penn State had a home game, beat West Virginia. That was nice.
Sweet.
They didn't look particularly overpowering in any way. The defense looks suspect, but we'll see how it goes.
I know the students are back because I keep getting calls from China on my cell phone.
Oh, nice. Just because they're misdialing you?
Or is that robo-dialer? It's actually a Chinese scam targeting Chinese students going to the university. Oh. But they call like every number at the local area.
Is it the one that tries to tell them that if they don't send money, they're going to be deported?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure. I know we translated one of the voicemails, and yeah, that was...
Right. I remember that being a thing, started, a couple years ago?
Yeah.
Probably. And it was like, hey, this is the New York consulate or something. You know, if you don't send us $50, we're gonna have you shipped out the country.
Yeah, I've gotten two voicemails in the last hour telling me that, so yeah.
Nice. All right. Well, if you guys got no news, we will move on.
I think I'm good.
All right. This week on It's Always Sunny in Xandar, the Adamantium Monster versus the Human Spider.
All right. This week in Xandar, it is none other than Doc Ock, the No Way Home version. 4-star black, blue, and yellow. His black ability is Call to Arms. Shuffle the board, deal 65 damage to the enemy team for each color of friendly tentacle tile on the board, then remove all friendly tentacle tiles. Passive, whenever you make a blue, black, or yellow match, create a tentacle tile in that color. At the start of your turn, remove all enemy strike, attack, or protect tiles in the colors shared with friendly tentacle tiles. Let's see, as that scales up, it is dealing 1,290 damage per friendly tentacle tile. A mind of their own, 6 blue AP. Choose a pair of basic tiles to swap and convert to tentacle tiles. Passive, at the start of the turn, if a friendly tentacle tile shares color with another, one of them will remake itself into an adjacent basic tile that does not share a color with the other friendly tentacle tile. Oh, as that scales up, let's see, it deals 594 damage, and can convert enemy strike, attack, and protect tiles. Max level S actually 1,188. Unbound potential 7 yellow AP. Choose a non-yellow tile. Gain 2 AP of that tile's color. Restore 176 health. Grant a burst of 176 health to Doc Ock's allies. If there's a friendly tentacle tile in that color, gain an extra 1 AP. So, as that scales up, you are gaining 4 AP, restore and grant bursts of 830 health. Okay, that's, I like all that extra AP generation based on your tentacle tiles. Who makes those tentacle tiles? Oh, blue. So, yeah, we've got to go, let me see, 355?
Oh, that is the lowest ranking on the internet builds.
That's the lowest ranking?
Yes.
Interesting. Bad job, Ian. I'm sorry, I just... When the blue power jumps to 5, it can now convert enemy strike, attack, and protect tiles. And when you're gaining 4 AP when it jumps to level 5 with unbound potential, you do a little bit more damage when you go to level 5 with call to arms. I just can't... I'm not understanding.
I have to say, I don't know him.
Know very little about him.
I don't know him well enough to understand why, but apparently the appropriate build is 4-4-5.
Oh, it's a board shuffle. I forgot about that effect. I thought it just did damage. I guess board shuffle's important. Okay.
I have the second worst build at 4-5-4. So.
I don't even think I haven't built. What's mine
you
say?
You got a 3-2-3. That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's very. It's growing evenly. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I forget who I added to cover 2 today, and I had him at the 505, and I just went, ugh.
Oh, yeah, that's a
like,
no
you're the worst.
Fun times.
I'm just going to run with he is not a good character, because I don't know what he does. Every now and then he throws out a tentacle tile. Other than that, I don't know what they do.
Right, board shuffle, board manipulation, it looks like, seems to be what he likes to do. That's Doc Ock, the 4-star No Way Home variety. And that's with Sunny and Xandar.
All right. Let's hit the stage with acting. Thank you.
All right. This week, we are discussing none other than the Marvel Cinematic Universe fan casting of Ron Perlman. And kicking it off this week will be none other than, you guessed it, Craig.
Aha. So I'm going to put some pictures in the chat like last week.
Okay.
All right. So you've got that picture, right?
Yeah.
That's Ron Perlman.
It looks like him.
Mm-hmm. You got this picture. That's also Ron Perlman, the proper person to play Cable.
He's going head to head
with
Josh Brolin.
We don't need two Thanos, you know, Thanos appearing in multiple movies as different people. He gets to just be Thanos. Ron Perlman takes over as Cable.
Ha!
I'm going to interject here that my answer is Ron Perlman should play Cable.
Nice!
Wow.
For the exact same reason. I think he would do a great job. And
I mean, yeah. Look at his look!
Yeah. Thanos doesn't need to be in those Deadpool movies.
That's right. Ian, what you got?
I wish I could have. I wish we could have swept.
Oh.
But everything about Ron Perlman's character and presence and self, to me, he just, no matter what he's doing, it's always imposing. Like, I think that's just who he is as an actor and as a person. And in my very Cable adjacent, in my Marvel universe, he plays Juggernaut.
Huh.
The Fear Itself version, mostly. But
wow.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Yeah, I would be on board for that. But a double Cable, though, that's a big deal.
Yeah, I was surprised when that second image came up. I'm like, wait a minute.
Yeah, I'm going to put a little little star by Ron Perlman's name on the list.
Yeah, as soon as I looked up, you know, current images of Ron Perlman, I was like, oh, it's Cable. And I didn't realize how old Ron Perlman was. So he's like 70.
Yeah, that feels about right.
So I was like, man, he's a little older than I thought he was.
He's 73.
73, wow.
It's three more now, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe he can get us one more Hellboy movie before he lets loose the mortal coil.
I'm good on Hellboy movies.
I'm not. I like Hellboy movies.
I've watched a satisfactory amount of them.
I enjoy them. All right. Well, that was acting brought to you by Thespify. Oh, Ian, who's next week? Sorry.
Oh, next week, none other than Sharon Stone.
Sharon Stone.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that one.
Yeah, that's going to be
a while. Send your suggestions into Ray. He needs those.
Yeah.
Do not pay attention to Donkey T's comment.
Yeah.
All right, Willie, what's in that mailbag, speaking of things sending things in?
I know, I looked. Oh, here it is. Yeah, we got a message on the subreddit from Stink Palm.
I heard him.
This is back when the actor was Keanu Reeves. He says, I need him to play Cyclops. Walk with me. Neo-ish. The world is not real. He's distraught, believing he lost all the X-Men. They are dead. Think of what dreams may come, rotting landscape. He's losing his mind. The world is around him is warped. Over the course of the movie, you see tears in the fabric. Hear people shouting his name as though distant in pain or muffled. You see him flung around. He randomly catches a wound and bleeds. He's falling apart. In the second act, you realize that Emma, Jean, and Charles are doing astral recon in the Shadow Plane to get Scott's psyche back from the Shadow King. I say Cyclops because Keanu is universally loved. He can fix Cyclops. The writers will have to make him hit what he looks at. That's the biggest flaw with Cyclops.
Yeah, but yeah, I guess I would donkey teeth here, though. Keanu is, you know, enjoyable. Scott is not.
Right. That was his point. He said this is his opportunity to fix Cyclops and Scott.
No, because the correct way to play Scott is that no one likes him. That's the whole point. He's a terrible person.
I don't know that that's the whole point.
Nope.
I do agree. I totally agree with the fixing the, you know, hitting what he looks at. He literally looks at things.
He does just aim with his eyeballs. That is his, you know.
But they made his eyeballs so powerful that he has to miss a lot. Otherwise, he would just win all the time. He would just annihilate anything he wanted.
Yeah, but
I still like my answer, but you know. Yeah, so there you go. That's all that's in the mailbag. Thanks, Stink Palm. And thanks, Willie.
That was a deep dive into his imagination.
Man, somebody give us something for Sharon Stone and Ron Perlman. Yeah. Send in.
Hey, there.
Yes.
Did you hear your letter, Stink Palm? There is a writer's strike going on. This is your way in. They need scabs. I would watch the movie you just pitched. I would consider going to the theater to watch the movie you just pitched. I'd change my mind at the last minute when I realized that I was thinking about going to the theater, but I would think about it.
Is that how it also worked? When you said, maybe I'll go see that Blue Beetle movie, and you went, no, I'm not. I'm not going to see that Blue Beetle movie.
I didn't make it that far. I saw the trailer and went, I'm never going to see that. That's funny.
Man, you can punish yourself sometime. Watch that second Shazam movie.
No way. No way.
That is terrible.
Absolutely not. That looks just awful.
It was.
Blue Beetle looks like normal awful.
Oh, yeah. But
Bryce went to go see it, and he hated it.
It's got to be better than Shazam, too. It's got to be better.
Probably. Yeah, I don't think Bryce even would be willing to see Shazam 2. He was so obviously, you know, not for fans of DC. It was, like, just random kid nonsense.
Yeah. Yep. All right. Thanks, Willie. Let's move on, then. Once again, then, I am Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just want to pump.
And we just want to pump.
You up.
You up. All right. Let's see who is boosted this week in this ongoing anniversary extravaganza. We have nice long lists and tons of boosted options, so we're not going to take a deep dive into them, but we will explore them and we will see what Samurai has to say about them. But this week we're going to keep it only fours and fives. So the 4-star boosted characters this week are none other than North Star, Karnak, Maria Hill, Super Skrull, Hellcat, Legion, Misty Knight, Anti-Venom, Polaris, Negasonic Teenage Warhead, Elsa Bloodstone, Scorpion,
and the Red Guardian?
Red Guardian? Yes!
I like the fact
they
that,
are all
that Ian struggled
boosted.
To think of the real name of the character because he didn't want to read my name for the character.
I did not. And I could not remember. It's been that for so long, I couldn't remember what it really was.
I struggled when you got to Elsa because I looked at that and went, all I could think of was the Frozen girl. And I was like, what? And then he said Bloodstone. I went, oh, right.
I really like playing Elsa Bloodstone. She's got that shotgun power. I love that shotgun power. I just to get that animation. Just me?
She seems like a good character, so I want to like her in-game character more. But, as soon as I get her championed, I'll give her a try.
I enjoyed that one-off movie they made.
Oh, yeah, that was good.
The Werewolf by Night or something like that? Yep. Very enjoyable.
Hit us with some 5 stars, Ian.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I thought we were still I got lost. I was thinking about other shows that she was in, and I was like, are they ever going to bring that show back?
Yeah.
Where I only got 6 episodes, and then things happened with Joss Whedon, and then now I don't ever...
That show was good.
That was a good show. Drat. 5-star boosted characters coming up are Mr. Sinister, otherwise known as Keanu Reeves, Havoc, Immortal Hulk, Yelena Belova, Apocalypse, Onslaught, Killmonger, Samurai Dakin, Heimdall, Ghostpool, Magneto, and Adam Warlock. I finally watched the 3rd Guardians movie.
Okay.
It was consistent. I feel like I liked Guardians, Guardians 2, and Guardians 3 fairly equally.
Really?
I think one might still be the best, but
I think one is easily the best.
The other two were both decent. Like, it wasn't a big drop-off.
No.
The whole franchise is decent.
I mean, the 3rd one is drastically different. It goes way dark quickly.
It does. It does. A lot of animal torture.
It's true.
But it's good. It's just a solid Guardians
very
movie.
Very watchable.
Yeah. I like all of them, but I think one is, you know, clearly a step above the next two.
I'll have to rewatch it. You could be right. But let's see what Samurai says about these boosted characters. He says that if you are in the 4-star zone, Polaris is an obvious strong choice to make a boosted wall of swords is his Magic the Gathering reference he has here, which I don't dislike in any way. And the graphic is cool. And apparently, of that list that I read you, he recommends Apocalypse. I would have thought it would have gone Immortal Hulk, but I know very little about this game, so I'm going to say that 5-star players should enjoy Apocalypse, and it'll be awesome.
Immortal Hulk is powerful, but he's not fun.
Okay.
Apocalypse is, what do you call that power, Craig? The people's elbow or whatever?
Yeah.
That power's fun.
Yeah, that is a good time. It gives you those forearm smashes, and, you know, they hurt.
I personally will be playing Adam Warlock more because I enjoy him.
Oh, okay.
I don't think I have him in a usable format.
I mean, there's also Onslaught's really strong. Killmonger and Daken are both strong in damage, but they're not, they don't do anything dramatic. They're good damage, but...
Man, I couldn't even tell you at all what Havoc even does.
He's got a couple powers that do big damage. His thing where he unleashes his inner energy, whatever he has built up, it can be good, but Apocalypse is fun, so...
Nice.
Yeah. I really wish they had, I know it's, you know, it would be too much annoying coding, but I really wish they had put in things, you know, that says, you know, Havoc can't hurt Scott and Scott can't hurt Havoc.
Sure.
Just for fun, because that way you could have, you know, I don't know what would happen then when, if you eliminate each other's teams and it's just those two staring at each other.
Yeah.
I guess, you know, would just go into
you've broken the game in a Colossus style way.
Yeah, and then just go into the, you know, you both lose.
Yeah, it should come up and say stalemate, you know, no win possible.
Right.
Yeah. I know, too much coding, but that would be a funny occurrence. I don't know. That's it, right?
All right. I think so. Listen to me now and believe me later. That's who's boosted. Thanks, as always, to Mystify.
Ian, let's hit us up with some pop pop.
Oh, snap. I was not prepared, but I'm semi-prepared. So, at least in my mind, in the world of K-pop, today we have some old-school pioneers.
Ooh.
The quintet turned quartet. Is it shiny? Shinny? SHINEE.
I would imagine it's shiny.
I would too. That's what I want it to be. That would be weird if it weren't. So let's say they're shiny. Like I said, they were a five piece. They lost a vocalist back in 20. They started in 2008, which is why I called them old school. I didn't know there was K-pop back in 2008.
When did Gangnam Style guy come out?
Wait, I thought it's. I don't know. I have no concept of time. I'm sorry.
Okay. I don't know where he falls. I don't know where he falls in the history of K-pop. So
2012.
Okay. These are old school.
These are way his predecessors. Yeah. That guy wasn't even K-pop. That guy was just a bum doing a weird little dance in a dumb little suit on YouTube, and everybody loved it. Gross.
And I'm kind of down with this song. It's ridiculous. I'm gonna play it a second time.
You are welcome to. And maybe I'll be more open if they're still putting stuff out to some of their newer stuff. I picked a song from 2009, which I knew was early in their career, and I thought that might be enjoyable. Or... if you know anything about me, you know I didn't put any thought into it, and I just noticed that in this song title there was the word dong, so I picked it. I'll let you guys decide which one it was, but I'll give you a hint. It was B.
Once you get past how stupid parts of this song are, then you have to listen to the intense auto-tune that puts Cher to shame. It's gross.
Well, now that they're down to a four-piece, I'll give them another listen. Listen to something post-2017, see how it affected their sound, and, you know, maybe it changed it for the better. No disrespect to the gentleman who passed away. Just thinking out loud.
All right. Well, hit me with something better, though. Hit me with a delicious beverage.
Pop, pop, as I continue on my voyage of self-discovery and sarsaparilla, I went back to my sarsaparilla roots of Sioux City sarsaparilla, which can be acquired at your local Cracker Barrel restaurant, you know, and other places. But primarily, if I'm near a Cracker Barrel, I know I can get some Sioux City sarsaparilla. And as Craig said,
yeah, that is a
it's the granddaddy of all root beers.
That is a solid beverage right there. That is always a good choice.
It is. It's never going to blow me away, but it's always good. Yeah. Yeah. They have a great formula. Real cane sugar, the granddaddy of all root beers. You guessed it, Sioux City sarsaparilla. I mean, if you have not checked them out, like I said, next time you drive by a Cracker Barrel when you're pulling off the interstate and you just need to stretch your legs, go into their gift shop and get a Sioux City sarsaparilla.
And then walk out so you don't have to eat any of their food.
Their Sunday fried chicken's okay.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I said it was okay.
I don't know that it's any better than the fried chicken every other day of the week.
I didn't know you could get it every... Like, the one they get on Sunday is...
Yeah, Sunday's the special one, but there's also like a regular one on the menu too. At least there used to be. I don't know. I didn't find either one all that enjoyable. They're okay.
But you're more of a, you have very specific needs and desires when it comes to fried chicken.
I just like
a crunchy breaded boneless breast.
You got to have a crunchy skin. I mean, that's a requirement.
I hear you and you are right, but I'm just saying, hey, I need your help.
All right.
Oh, we're going to derail a little bit. Q5PV9. Could you say that again?
Q5PV9?
Yeah, I got logged out of my Steam and I had to get a verification code in my email and nonsense.
Okay.
Now I'm in.
I was all confused. So that was Pop Pop brought to you by Magnify.
Magnify.
Ian, I hear you might be inside Steam.
I'm almost.
Open up some tokens.
Yeah.
Quick, man in the middle of Ian's account and take over his Steam, because I hear he has a lot of games.
I do. Now, where am I and what's happening? Oh, I'm going to open this. Hey, it's a 4-star. You guessed it, Bishop. Getting ready for next week's crash.
Nice. What color?
I want to say red. It is. That takes Bishop to a 3-2-1.
Contact.
My chances are getting more and more middling as I get closer. Everything happens. That is the answer. Is the reason.
I've got 4 to open. Ray, are you doing like a lot?
I'm probably doing 10.
All right, let me do 4 here. Oh, the first one's purple. Look at that.
Nice.
Omega Red Tentacle Whip.
Is that just
black?
Oh my
god, the second one is purple.
Oh.
Gwenom March to the Same Beat. Number 3 is Romper Stomper. 4 is Morbius. So 50%.
Yeah. Ruined it for me.
I hope so. Gwenom is now a 2-3-2. Omega Red is a 2-1-1.
Okay. Maybe I can get 2 out of 10. Or let's see if I can continue the 50% streak.
That would be good.
First one is a 4-star. Star-Lord. Numero dos is Rai Will.i.am's. 3. Don't know that symbol. It is Annihilus Human Torch.
Oh, yeah. Hmm.
And I got a bonus 400 shards for my Mr. Negative.
Ooh.
That's nice. What was that? 5? I think I'm at 5. I didn't even look to where I started. Professor X. 6. X23. Number 7 is a Mr. Negative with 50 bonus shards for Gwenom. 8 is Monica Rambeau. 9 is Kate Pride. And 10, I am 0-10, Winter Soldier, Bucky Barnes. Should I continue?
Sure.
All right, let's see if I can get a purple. We got Black Cat, Shuri.
Don't call me Shirley.
Quake, Vulture. What am I at, like 15? Dazzler. I think I should stop and while I'm behind.
Well, I mean, while you got Dazzler, I mean, it doesn't get any better.
Agent Venom. All right, finally got a 5-star. It is Gwenom Portal Partnership. Her purple.
That was like 1 out of like 16 or something.
Yeah, that 17. Was a sad story. You really wrecked it, Craig.
Yeah, all right.
Gwenom for me is now at a 5-3-3. But she does have 1,500 shards, so that's nice. That gets me at a, what, total of 12? I need one more cover, so one black or red.
Very good. I'm still not sure what she does, but, you know.
I don't remember. She was semi-useful when we used her, you know, in the node that she was given to us.
thanks to the OG, this guy.
Man, you really cracked that up. Poor Ray. Never seen such awesome luck.
Ian, tell me more about the podcast network.
The podcast network, which is called the Soon to Be Named Network. It is available at soontobenamednetwork.com. You will find this and several other excellent podcasts listed there with links to the complete archives of all of our shows at Soon to Be Named Network, soontobenamednetwork.com.
.com. Anything else for the good of the order?
I can't say that I can think of anything for sure, but.
All right.
I will admit that I did enjoy this week's show.
Well, that's a rare occurrence.
I know. I've been in a bit of a slump, but I feel like I may not be completely out of it, but I definitely feel much better about this show and the product that I am serving to others.
Well, thanks for joining in, Ian. And thanks for everybody else for joining in.
Yeah!
Look us up, puzzlewarriors3.com. Comment suggestions, put them in Willie's mailbag. He gets lonely if he doesn't get to carry any letters. Unfortunately, you know, he's union, so we got to pay him the same amount, whether he carries any letters or no letters. So at least make him work for it. If you want to throw us a bone, you can go to our webpage, click on the Amazon banner, buy yourself something for Veterans Day. I think it's the next holiday. So plan ahead. That's what, a couple months away. Or head over to cafepress.com/puzzlewarriors3 for some PW3 swag. That's it. Goodbye for now. And remember, kids, I've got two guns named Grace and Anna. Good night, everybody.
Bye, friends.
Good night.